Pastor Ebony.
Good morning, Ken. I want to share with you guys a couple of pieces that I have written over the last year and a half or so, last year mostly. The first one is called Sacred Duplicity. The second is called Babel, and is so fitting with what you've just shared and our time of lament this Race Relations Sunday. America, the proverbial land flowing with milk and honey, cookie cutter of Rome's eternal city, God's dwelling place now that the temple has been destroyed, anointed and chosen to wreak havoc upon the earth. You defame the name of God the way you treat God's people, stealing some, killing others, marginalizing all of us for the sake of your sacred dollar. And the annals of history are full with names and faces you've crushed to have your own way. Escaping your own hell, you've created it for others. No need for 7 years of tribulation. Evil is alive and well right here. You exonerate yourself with your pious language, hiding behind pretentious platitudes and prayers, as if God would look past your misdeeds of racism and white supremacy if you put his name on it. As if God wouldn't care about the stolen lands and stolen bodies and hungry bellies and polluted waters if you shouted and danced hard enough like the prophets of Baal. But God can't hear you over the howling screams of black and brown folks whose sons and daughters lay dead in the street, and whose mothers they cannot afford to feed, and whose fathers are dying because they don't have health insurance, and whose family is being deported unless 45 gets his wall, and whose sisters and brothers and play cousins live under the constant threat of death and destruction because their very bodies testify against the misdeeds of a country that claims to love God so much while hating God's people. And still, oh America, still, you have the sheer audacity to get upset when we grow indignant, and when footballers take a knee, when we march through the streets chanting and screaming, and when we burn down your cities. You come up out of yourselves when we block freeways, call us thugs when we shut down malls, shoot rubber bullets at us when we protest your building projects, arrest us when we protest your laws, as if we should take the violence and the constant degradation and just roll over and let massa hit us once more, as if silence is more godly than resistance, as if complacency will get us closer to freedom than demanding our liberation. America, you're not beautiful. You've always been hell to me. We see through your ruse and find you wanting. We see through the lies and find you deeply scarred. Won't you, for just a moment, consider God's imminent judgment? Won't you repent, put on sackcloth and ashes, wedge yourself in between the altar, and lament over all that you have done? Won't you turn from your evil ways and loose the chains of slavery that you've been holding onto so tightly, and make amends with those you've destroyed, provide food and housing and water to those you have ripped off? This is what repentance looks like. You see, this is what religion consists of. This is the sacrifice that pleases God. Everything else is nothing more than sacred duplicity. Babel. Babel went up in flames. I cared not that it burned. I watched on in delight as the twin flames of blue and gold consumed everything in its path. One by one, the strongholds fell. One by one, they loosened their grip over the lives of the people as they disintegrated into ash and dust piling up on the earth, reeking not of smoke, but of the death it had harbored in its walls. Babel fell today. That great untouchable city became nothing in a matter of moments. And they asked us if we missed it and chastised us for dismantling it, as if Babel were our best hope of salvation, oblivious, or perhaps not even caring that for all its glitz and glam, it thrived because our blood gave it life. Today, Babel came tumbling down, and we were the ones who broke down the walls. We were the ones who lit the flame to its sacred places, that tore through the fortified walls with our nails, unbothered by how the flames might have torched us, unconcerned with the blood dripping down our fingers. We were going out free today by every means necessary. Amen.
Sing with me.
I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me.